Now then, then my father built this house down here on it's the corner of Spurling. The address, you go from the house as it is now, you go in from Spurling. But when I lived there, you also went in from Douglas Road, just by the creek. There's an opening now where there are, I don't know how many houses, and the houses all back up onto the creek there. But my dad had 13 acres, and I was just 5 years old when I first saw it. And I remember driving out with my mother and dad, and we went to this place. And we went to the Woodbridge, as a matter of fact, and it was spring. I'll never forget it. And the ground was just covered with wild violets and dog-tooth violets. And it was just beautiful. And I remember on the way home, I heard Mother and Dad talking. And I asked them if I was going to live in heaven, because I thought I'd been to heaven. And this was where and I did live in heaven, because my people bought this 13 acres. I mean, 5 acres was the very least people seemed to buy in those days. You know, I mean, I suppose it was very cheap. I don't know anything about it, and I cared less. But and at that time, my father built a little house, and we were living in Westminster. He was in business there. So every summer, we used to come out as soon as school ended, and my father would be going to this little house here, and I used to think it was romantic because we didn't have a bath or any light or anything, and it was, it was really, it was in the wilderness. And then we did that until 1911, and then my father built this house that is here, and Mr. Macy was the architect. But this is the...
Did the builders be, you know?
No, but it was strange. Not too many years ago, I was having some plumbing done, and the plumber was there, and we were talking, and he said asked me if I came from England, and I said, no, I'm a Canadian. I was born here in New Westminster, but lived down at Burnaby Lake most of my life. So he said, oh, there's some lovely houses built down there. So I said, oh, did you know them? And he said, yes, we built one. And he said, it was a beautiful place. And he said, you know, it cost $35,000 to build. And I said, well, whose house was that? And he said, well, it was a man by the name of Hart. And that was my dad. So I found out then. It was the first time I knew my dad had any money, because we never talked about it, and I could, you know, there's never... So it was a well-built house, because, I mean, Emily was so well-built that the outside of it hasn't changed at all, but I believe inside they've spent, I don't know how many thousands of dollars. All the rooms were made very large, like the kitchen. And then they had two or three pantries. Well, they've knocked them down, and Emily made beautiful rooms and put in three more bathrooms. So I would like to go back sometime and see it. And then these later homes that I've got under that heading, was the Sepperley House and the Anderson House and the Mathers House and the Townley House. Now, the Townley House, I believe, is over the hill. And there was a girl there, quite a bit older than I was, and two boys, and one boy was killed in the war. And Mr. Townley, T.O. Townley, he was the architect of the Sepperley House. And another quite old house on Buckingham now was the Shearer House. They were an English people that came to live there, and it is still there. It's a lovely place. It's the last house on Buckingham on the right-hand side, on the flat, before you begin to kind of go up the hill to go on to Burris. It's got a high fence around it. And I remember Mr. Shearer, he was called up the day that war broke out, and that was it. And that was what happened to a great many of the young men here. My own brother was killed. I had a brother. And a Bowker boy, and just two Peel boys. Well, it just seemed as though, after the war, there was nobody to come home.
It's like Mr. Diefenbaker said in his memoirs on the TV just the other night, all from his class didn't come back.
Yes, very few of the boys came back.
Was there a DeWolf family down here in the States?
Not that I knew, and there might have been now, but not when I, you know, my memory was so clear.
I knew a Mrs. Monteith who lived up in the near Gibson's, John Gibson's.
Oh, yes.
And I used to go up there every summer, and she said, oh, I was brought up in Virgin Lake. She said, down in that colony of English people. And it was, I guess, her nephew, who was the leader of the Conservative Party here, a couple of that from the present man, you know, remember there was a DeWolf? Very prominent Conservative politics for a while.
No.
I think he was a nephew.
No.
Well, no. Family in the law.
Is that the Dr. DeWolf? No, it was Dr. Wolf Smith. I'm sorry.
In any case, I know she talked about being brought up now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I left here in 1917. And then I was away from Burnaby for 4.5 years, and then I married and came back again. But I went up to Edmonds. I didn't come down to Burnaby Lake again. My husband worked at Fraser Mills, it was then, and later at Crown Zellerbach. So we lived up in Edmonds.
That great big white square house?
Yes, that was built by the Edmonds family. That the Edmonds was called, Edmonds was called Edmonds after them.
Is that house
still there? We had 6 lots there, but the lots, of course, are very expensive. We bought the house and the 5 lots for $3,000.
Where is that house?
It's on Linden Avenue. It's still there.
On Linden, yeah.
And I believe the lots now sell for $9,000 or something like that, or $10,000, something like that.
That was a Magistrate Edmonds?
No, Magistrate Edmonds' brother, a Bob Edmonds. Yeah. He married a Briggs girl from Westminster, the eldest Briggs girl.
It's Irving House.
Yes, that's right, Irving House. And they built that house.
Well, where did they go after that?
Well, she died. She died there. She died in the house. She had a little baby and died.
Oh, because I've heard of that one.
No, well, I'm afraid they were all, the boy and they had this baby that was born, and Bernie Briggs died, and he and his wife, and I think a child, were wiped out in a car accident not too long ago, well, about 2 or 3 years ago. But Rosemary Edmonds, who is the daughter of Magistrate Edmonds, she's living in the old family home in Westminster, Rosemary.
That's right,
yes. And on Buckingham, there was a Gavin, F.G. Gavin, who's they made chocolates, and that house has been torn down, and I forgot, Chuck, no, what was the name of the man that built? It's still, they put up, in fact, there are 2 houses now where the Gavins used to be. I mean, there again, you see, they had 5 or 6 acres, so this is what happened, you know. They could just cut it up, and goodness knows how many houses they could put on.